I'm Rona Tarrant. One of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's top ministers has quit, saying she's lost confidence in the government's handling of a corruption inquiry. In announcing her resignation, Treasury Board President Jane Philpott cited her ethical responsibilities and constitutional obligations. Trudeau said he was disappointed by the resignation but understood it. He's denied political meddling to shield engineering firm SNC-Lavalin from a bribery trial. Opposition Conservatives last week called on Trudeau to resign. The Diocese of Columbus has released a list of clergy who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse of a minor. In releasing the names, Bishop Frederick Campbell said diocesan staff reviewed the files of nearly 2,000 clergy who served in the diocese since its beginning in 1868. Bishop Campbell said the diocese is committed to the healing of victims and preventing such crimes in future. Pope Francis has announced that documents in the Vatican's secret archives relating to the wartime pontificate of Pope Pius XII will be open to scholars in 2020. Researchers have pressed the Vatican to open the archives and allow a full study of the Pope's actions during the war, including what he did or failed to do for Jews during the Holocaust. Pope Francis said the Church is not afraid of history and would entrust the documents to the researchers. Staff at the Vatican Secret Archives have been working for the past 13 years to get the material organised, catalogued and accessible. A new study has said wet winters are no longer a guide to the severity of wildfires in California. Increased temperatures due to global warming and more effective efforts to contain fires means there's now more dry wood to burn, and large wildfires of the kind seen in 2018 can now happen in any year. The study was published in the Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences. The Vatican has announced that the theme for the 2019 World Day of Migrants and Refugees will be "It's not just about migrants." Pope Francis said he wants Catholics to understand how concern for migrants and refugees is part of a much broader Christian concern for people in need. The Vatican celebration will take place on September 29th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.